Tonight, I'm going to speak on the subject of the power of prayer. Well, what is prayer? Prayer is a form of communication, a way of talking to God. Origins of the word. The word pray comes from the Latin word precari, which simply means to entreat or ask. In fact, although pray is not often used in this way anymore, it can simply mean please. How we are to pray. Well, we need to clear our minds of worldly things. As we take up the Lord's Supper every Sunday morning, we have a prayer that gets our minds prepared for what Jesus did for us, so we know what he went through for us. We need to pray for what we need, not what we want. And we need to open our hearts to God. We sing the song, Watch and Pray. It's number 630 in our books. In Romans chapter 12, verse 12, it says, "Rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing steadfastly in prayer." In 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 15, it says, "What is the conclusion then? I will pray with the Spirit, and I will also pray with the understanding. I will sing with the Spirit, and I will also sing with the understanding." Why we should pray. So we don't fall away from God. In Matthew chapter 26, verse 41, it says, "Watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. The Spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak." And it helps keep our lives on track. In Luke chapter 22, verse 40, it says, "When he came to the place, he said to them, 'Pray that you may not enter into temptation.'" And when to pray. The example of Daniel. In Daniel chapter 6, verse 10, it says, "Now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went home. And in his upper room, with his windows open toward Jerusalem, he knelt down on his knees 3 times that day and prayed and gave thanks before his God, as was his custom since early days." And who are we praying to? Well, God, of course. In Isaiah chapter 40, verse 25 through 26, it says, "To whom then will you liken me? Or to whom shall I be equal? Says the Holy One. Lift up your eyes on high and see who has created these things. Who brings out their host by number? He calls them all by name. By the greatness of his might and the strength of his power, not one is missing." We are praying to the God that created the universe, created this earth, and created us. And what to pray for? In Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18, it says, "Pray always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints." In 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1, it says, "Therefore I exhort, first of all, that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men." In Ephesians chapter 5, verse 20, it says, "Giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ." In Acts chapter 8, verse 22, it says, "Repent therefore of this your wickedness and pray to God if perhaps the thought of your heart may be forgiven you." And who will God hear? In Isaiah chapter 59, verse 2, it says, "But your iniquities have separated you from your God, and your sins have hidden his face from you, so that he will not hear." In Proverbs chapter 15, verse 29, it says, "The Lord is far from the wicked, but he hears the prayer of the righteous." In John chapter 9, verse 31, it says, "Now we know that God does not hear sinners, but if anyone is a worshiper of God and does his will, he hears him." In James chapter 5, verse 16, it says, "Confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much." And in 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 12, it says, "For the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil." So if we do God's will, he will answer our prayers. He will hear them. But if we are against him, he will not hear them. And how God answers. Our prayers will be answered, whether it's the way we want it or not. He will answer, maybe not right away, but in time, he's going to answer them. In 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 7 through 9, it says, "And lest I should be exalted above measure by the abundance of the revelations, a thorn in the flesh was given to me, a messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I will be exalted above measure. Concerning this thing, I pleaded with the Lord 3 times that it might depart from me. And he said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, most gladly, I will rather boast in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me.'" And we know Paul prayed to, to the Lord 3 times to remove this thorn in the flesh, and he never did. In conclusion, don't be discouraged if your prayers are not answered in the way that you want. In Matthew chapter 26, verse 39, it says, "He went a little further and fell on his face and prayed, saying, 'O my Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will.' Pray for the Lord's will that it will be done." So in conclusion, how are you praying? Thank you.